910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers bracing for higher prices driven by tariffs. Reese Stoll's getting ready for her wedding in Iowa and inside of a bridal shop.
That's really scary when you come in with a budget and find out that the dress that you loved is going to be like several hundred dollars, thousands of dollars more expensive than when you were planning on spending.
President Trump said he had good talks with Mexico's president yesterday and is meeting with Italy's prime minister today, but no trade deals have been announced. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve has not. President Trump criticizing Jerome Powell, the chair, saying he's been too slow to act. The Department of Homeland Security said that Harvard University bent the knee to anti-Semitism and must now provide the department with detailed records of student visa holders. And drug maker Eli Lilly says promising results from trials of its new weight loss pill. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin researchers are sounding the alarm over the Trump administration's proposed cuts to funding for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Experts say the proposed cuts could lead to the elimination of all funding for climate, water, and ocean research, including programs that forecast severe weather. The funding cuts could also jeopardize research used to monitor weather, wind, and water conditions on the Great Lakes. That research is used to provide residents with safety information on things like rip currents or algae blooms. The Wisconsin State Assembly held a public hearing on a proposal that would exempt gun safes and other firearm safety devices from sales and use tax. The Republican-authored legislation has bipartisan support, including from Governor Tony Evers, who highlighted the idea behind the bill in his State of the State address earlier this year. The goal of the legislation is to make it easier and more affordable for Wisconsin residents to purchase safety measures for their firearms in an effort to cut down on accidental gun deaths and suicides. The Essentia Health Spooner Clinic has added a new option for patients who need immediate but non-emergency care. On Monday, the organization officially launched a new walk-in care option for residents. The walk-in care is meant for patients suffering from minor injuries or illnesses that don't require hospitalization but do require timely treatment. Residents can take advantage of the new healthcare option without making an appointment. The walk-in care services will be available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Richard I. Bong Veterans Historical Center in Superior officially has a new source of energy. On Tuesday, the organization held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the building's new 20-kilowatt solar array. Construction on the $5,000 solar energy project began in November and began producing power for the building in January. It was funded by donations and a solar good grant that the organization received in the fall of 2023. Officials say the solar array is just phase one of their plans and could cover 80% of their energy needs. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
I thought we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thunder shower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with steady temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also the NFL Draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. So here's what I'm going to do. Card, if you'll cut that music, please. I thought about this, and so next Tuesday is going to be my last show on the air. On the Earl Ingram Show as it's presently constituted. And so as the days wind down and Monday's show is tomorrow's show is my good friend Sandy Williams, and Monday's show is solely for, you know, giving you, the listening audience, an opportunity to talk about what the show meant to you and those things, and how honored I am that whatever we were able to do with the show, it was because of the audience, not because of me. And so Monday's show is clearly slated for that. Tuesday, I've got a wonderful man who is going to be in the studio, who has built some wealth. And as he ages, he has realized that having all the money in the world, having all his wealth, as he ages, he's giving it away. And he's talking to other people who, you know, are doing well, to, you know, the importance of that. So let me give you a little background on Earl Ingram. First off, I was born in 1954. I was the seventh of 13 children to Earl Ingram Sr. and Georgia, my mother. They migrated here from Warren and Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And
it's crazy. That's where my dad's from.
And so I lived. We grew up and we lived in a community that was safe. We didn't have money, a whole lot of money, but what we had was family and my parents, who were married for 66 years before the evil consequences of time, you know, claimed my mother. I had a mother and father in my life for 60 years of my life. And I learned so much in coming from a family of 13. I learned the important things in life weren't money, weren't monetary, because we didn't have that. We lived in a community that was intact, where families were intact, father went to work, mother stayed home. It was at a time when a father could go to work and a mother with 13 children could stay home and rear those children and, you know, and keep a roof over our heads. I was never hungry, never felt unsafe, always had clothes on my back, food to eat, and direction in my life. And so as I wound up going to, when I went to high school, I actually grew up in a segregated community, an all-black community in Milwaukee. Because back in those days, there was no such thing as integration. And so 1968 changed all of that, 67, when the Civil Rights Bill was passed. And finally in this nation, people were able to move into communities that were forbidden. I've lived through that in my lifetime. So from kindergarten through sixth grade, I went to an all-black reality. I lived in an all-black reality. From seventh grade, one year between sixth and seventh grade, I wound up, because of the civil rights bills that were passed, and my father was able to move us into a different community, I moved into a predominantly white community, and where it was 98% white. We were one of the first families to move in. And when you're a black family in 1968 and you move into a white, all-white community with 13 children, it didn't take long before that community changed into an all-black community. But I went to a 99% white middle school from a 100% black grade school, a 99% white middle school, and then a 98% white Jewish high school. And so I learned some valuable lessons in my life about race at an early age. Well, once I left the high school and, you know, my father worked at a place called A.O. Smith. And so I was scheduled to go to University of Stout University. And because I was from a family of such a large family, I said I was going to wind up going to work where my father was during the summer before I would go on to a university. And my father warned me, he said, don't come out here. But he couldn't tell me why I shouldn't come there. So I walked into, I graduated from Washington High School in 1972 in June. And in October, in September, I walked into a place called A.O. Smith, an automobile manufacturing plant. Well, 34 years later, I walked out of that plant. So I spent 34 years in that plant. Needless to say, I never wound up going to college. I got a high school diploma in 1972, and I've never had any other formal education in my life. None. My high school diploma was it as far as organized education. My wife has known me since I was 14 years old. I'm 70, I'll be 71. My wife has known me that long. So nobody knows me better, you know, than her. And we'll be celebrating our 43rd anniversary on, let me get it wrong, April 26th. And so we've been together that long. And so I want to say to people, I'm a servant. At the root of who I am is a servant. So you know, my wife and I took in, I've said this story before, a disabled young man at the age of 2 who requires 24-hour care. He required 24-hour care at the time we took him in. A young man is now 23 years old, a 23-year-old man who still requires 24-hour care, and we still have him. And we're going to have him because I realized and learned some valuable lessons in life early in life. I haven't lived my life trying to acquire things. Man, I've never owned a new car. I've certainly made enough money to buy a new car, but new cars don't tickle my fancy. Right? I learned how to be happy without a lot of money. I was happy as a young boy because what we had was family and communion, community. And so I learned that throughout my life. There was one man in particular who I saw outside of my father and marveled at and patterned myself after. And that was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I saw him give of himself. I saw him sacrifice his life. And it was at a very young age that I realized that I was a servant and that what I was going to do with my life is serve. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the service that I've been doing in my life, not to brag, because I'm way beyond that. That is not the purpose for what I'm going to reveal to you in the next, you know, few minutes before, you know, the end of the show. It is because I realize the value of serving. Now, that's really kind of, you know, the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing now, nobody could have ever predicted that a guy who worked in a factory for 34 years, where nobody cared what I had to say, from 18 to 54, go do your job. I did my job sometimes 8 hours a day, sometimes 12 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week. I was a laborer and eventually wound up doing some other things. But I'm going to continue this as we move forward. Our phone lines are always open at 855-752-4842. But I thought on this, and I said it's important that before I leave these airwaves, that people really get to know who I really am. And so we're going to get that. You're going to get that opportunity. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Mysteries do unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 2024, a ballot measure to throw out Ohio's dysfunctional, politician-led redistricting process had its description rewritten by state officials to sink it. Now, Ohio officials are trying to sink two more measures they don't like, and the U.S. Supreme Court is now involved. Some background. Ohio's fair and truthful ballot measure requirements allows the state to modify a ballot measure's description to make it more accurate for voters. But can it use that authority to manipulate the process and block citizens from moving their ballot measure forward? Organizers tried for 2 years to get the language okayed to gather signatures for the Protecting Ohioans' Constitutional Rights measure, giving citizens the private right to sue the state and removing the qualified immunity that police and government officials are currently given. While organizers have acted in good faith, Federal District Court Judge Karen Nelson Moore wrote that Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost rejected the proposed amendment language 8 times and found the reasons dubious. The 3-judge panel ruled 2-1 that Ohio was restricting organizers' speech and must approve the measure's description. But April 9th, Yost appealed to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh for an emergency stay of the Sixth Circuit's order, which Kavanaugh immediately granted, despite the sketchy circumstances. We'll continue to watch this situation. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between 2 great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiskCaregiver.com.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. No, no. Everyone must change. Nothing stays the same. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, sunlight of the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Wounded heart will heal. Yes, it will, but never much too soon. Everything must change. The young become the old. Mysteries do.
All right. Old. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. George Benson and Everything Must Change. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. And so it is with the Earl Ingram and the Earl Ingram Show. Let me say, I was saying before the break that after spending 34 years in the factory, I used to listen to conservative talk radio. I listened to talk radio all the time. And so I just kept listening to talk radio. And nobody ever told me I could be somebody in my life. And so I didn't have aspirations. And so after spending 34 years doing my job, I would call conservative talk radio. And they would be talking about my community in a not so good way. And I began to push back, because I found my voice. I found my voice in fighting for my union members at A.L. Smith. Injustice. And so my entire life, I fought for injustice. People who were mistreated people who couldn't fight for themselves. If for no other reason, the marginalized, the people who are human beings, and yet people in such a cruel, cold world don't think that those people have any value. Listen, this is the wealthiest nation on earth, but it's cruel and cold. Because people value things and money over human beings. I've never understood that in my life. And even at this point in my life, I don't understand a world that people value things and accomplishments over human beings, man. I'll go to my grave never understanding that. So anyway, so I've been a servant. And so I began to serve. I spent 20 years, as former mayor of the city of Milwaukee said the other day, running the largest youth tackle football program in the state. Tens of thousands of boys, ages 6 to 14 years old. 5 months, 6 months out of a year dedicating my time as the president of the Neighborhood Children's Sports League, serving and improving the lives of children and their families. 20 years. 5 days, 6 days a week, and my wife allowed me to do that. I couldn't have done any of that without her because I was working 6-7 days a week. And so we had a major impact on their lives. And many of those boys at that time are now men. Some of them middle-aged men, they come to me and they say, "Mr. Ingram, do you remember me?" And I look up at them, and they're 6'4", and they weigh 300 pounds, and they say, man, I played football for Michigan State, or I played football at Ohio State, and man, you don't know what you did for me, and I'm an attorney, or I'm this, or I'm that, or I have a family, man, and I work every day, and it started with you. But guess what? That league is still running today. And same thing, many children's lives being changed. But that wasn't the end. Somehow, Willie Davis, the former Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer, heard me talking and challenging conservative talk radio, and he put me on the air without any background. And I did my show from Capitol Hill 4 years in a row, the only non-syndicated talk show host in the United States of America who was given an opportunity to interview congressmen, senators, entertainers, to do my show from the United States Supreme Court. This is all true. A young man with no educational background, formal. 855-752-4842. I'm going to continue this on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Stairway to heaven. Here we go.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding boaters and paddlers that early spring weather conditions could make getting out on the water dangerous. According to a press release, residents looking to enjoy the warmer weather could still see dangerous conditions like dramatic temperature fluctuations, high winds, or flooding. Recent winter storms could also have left downed trees or debris just below the surface of the water. Residents should always wear a life jacket, track weather conditions, and boat with caution this spring. A recent study by LendingTree found that Wisconsin is one of the cheapest states to raise a child, even though that cost is still growing. According to the study, the average cost of raising a child for 18 years in Wisconsin is over $218,000. That ranks the state 45th in the country and well below the national average of nearly $298,000. That national average has also grown by over 25% in the last 2 years. Hawaii was the most expensive state and Mississippi was the least expensive. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has approved a nearly $3.7 million contract for a resurfacing project on Highway 63 in Barron County. Monarch Paving Company of Amory was selected as the primary contractor for the project, which will see resurfacing on Highway 63 between Highway 48 and Chari Lane in the city of Cumberland. A public meeting on the details of the project will be held on Tuesday at Cumberland City Hall from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Construction is scheduled to wrap up in September, and the highway will remain open to traffic. One person was killed and two seriously injured in a Polk County crash on Tuesday morning. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 10:40 on Tuesday morning at the intersection of State Highway 65 and County Highway F. Their initial investigation found that the driver of a car on County Highway F failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with a pickup truck on Highway 65. The passenger in the car was pronounced deceased at the scene, and both occupants of the pickup truck were transported to the hospital. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub Gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest-running live-action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thundershower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. Our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with steady temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Anne from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever has flown away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
All right. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And before I go to the phone lines, let me finish this up quickly. And so I, after I wound up having the opportunity of a lifetime to do radio and to be able to do all those things that I did, I also wound up with national recognition because at the time, the top black talk show host in the nation gave me an opportunity to fill in for him at least 25, 30 times. I used to do 6 hours of radio a day. I did that for a long time. And then when I thought my 15 minutes of fame was over, I got a call from a guy named Mike Crute. And he resurrected my radio career. He took me off the scrap heap. That wound up catapulting me into civic media. And so I'm thankful and forever thankful for civic media for giving me a chance to, you know, get back on the airways. But I know nothing lasts forever. And so I'm thankful for the time I had with you, this listening audience. I'm not, it's not the end, because, you know, I'm going to still be connected and doing some things in civic media. But the last thing I'll say is, after, you know, I did those 20 years in my football league, I then spent 12 years volunteering in Milwaukee Public Schools. And then when I figured, and it's finally over, I don't need to do any more of this, there was such a horrific situation that was occurring in my community. Young boys dying in stolen cars, 10, 12 years old. And I waited for people to do something. I said, somebody's got to do something. And I said, well, I've done my job. And God kept talking to me, kept working with me. And so 3 years ago, I created a nonprofit called Voices of the Elders. And so that's a bunch of men 60 and above. And what we do is we mentor young boys 10 to 13 years of age. And what we do is make sure they get what I never got. Hey, you can be somebody. You are somebody. Your life has value. Doesn't matter where you came from. Don't ever let anybody tell you that your life doesn't have value. Because we live in a world that crushes the weak. And so as you know, whatever time I have left, it's going to be spent with making sure that young boys never hear that they can't be somebody or they can't be something. All right, let's go to the phone lines. JoJo, you're first up, man. Thank you very much. You say what?
The world has need of you. And I'm in my early 80s. I'm on my third childhood. I didn't enjoy the other two in particular. But you are just getting rolling. And you can think of being 71 as retro 18. I mean, retro 17. And then you can go retro 18. And there's just so much. You have so much to offer. And
I'm not leaving, JoJo.
Here to support you.
JoJo, I'm not leaving.
You're right. You're not.
No.
You're not.
No.
You're not.
Thank you.
Stay blessed to be the blessing that you are.
Thank you.
Let you go.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I'll let you for now.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm only a phone call away. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hey, Mike from Kenosha, you're up next, man. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You know, listening to your show this morning, I think certainly me, but I would have to speak for most of us out there in your audience, the joy and love of community that you have within your soul. You know, you're a proud cheesehead. You're a proud American. And what you... You know, your story about, you know, how you listened to conservative talk radio and then after a while listening to it, you know, you pushed back because nobody was. That's exactly my story, too. That's funny. You and I have walked in these steps together throughout, you know, the last 20, 25 years. We listened to right-wing conservative media just take over the airways with hate speech.
Yes.
And, disrespecting human beings and one another, our communities, at all costs. I mean, that was their whole mantra. So, you know, we watched it morph into really something completely different. And what you did is you stepped up. You did public involvement in community service. And, you know, that's what I want to applaud you. You know, you saw, just like I did 20 years ago, in listening to the hate speech haters of America, tearing America apart at every opportunity, creating division and divide and conquer. So, you know, we have... Both of us, you and I both have a great.
Hey, Mike, let me say this to you.
And I promise.
You and I are going to stay. You and I are going to stay in contact because you know there's some things that I want to do with you. So for now, I bid you adieu. But you and I are going to stay in contact. Thank you very much, Al. You're up next.
Where the party at? Somewhere around here.
Hey, man.
You know I got a clown.
Hey, I said it's not the end. It's not the end.
It's supposed to be a repass or something.
Yeah.
You know, now they got food and whatever.
Huh?
I've been at a funeral all morning.
Oh, man. Hey.
Feed me.
Hey, yeah. If you know me, if you know me, and you do know me, and you know I'm not done.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Where the party at? It's time to get off that horse. It's boogie time, man. Come on.
Hey, look, Al. When I leave here today, I'll be working, doing what I've been doing for the last 40 years.
And I'm still 29.
Yeah. Hey, all right, I'll get back with you. Thank you very much for the call. Rich, you're up next.
Bye.
Bye. Rich.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I want to salute you. And also, I'd like to just say that there was a song that I used to listen to when I was younger, really hard to, called Downtown.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s and 70s. Yeah.
When lights are bright and things are making you lonely, yeah. You can always go downtown. Listen to the rhythm of
Yeah. I salute you and have a great one.
The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown. Thank you very much, Rich. I remember that song as well.
Bye.
All right. My good friend Sharky. Hey, Sharky, how you doing, man?
Good morning, and I have to tell you that I was a little sad when I was thinking you were going to be gone, but I'm so glad you're staying, and I tell you what, I want to thank you for allowing me in your life because it's made a difference.
You know, Sharky, you and I aren't done either because I have your number, you have mine. And you know the work that I'm doing in the city. You came and supported us and my elders, and we haven't forgotten, and there's room for you at the end. So, you know, I'm still going to be around. I'm just talking about this show in the format that it's in.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had one of the best days of my life is when we were throwing turkeys around Thanksgiving last year.
Your
people were there. Everybody worked hard. Everyone worked with each other. And the smiles and the turkey call, that was a lot of fun.
Well, Sharky, you know, it just means we're going to have more time, you and I, to commiserate together. And so this is not the end. So, I'm not crying crocodile tears. I just wanted to reminisce, and that's what I just did in this last 40 minutes or so, but I'm not done, okay? I don't want anybody to think I'm done. I'm going to still be around civic media and in a different format. It's going to afford me the opportunity to work with this young man that we've dedicated our lives to, who is now 23 years old and who probably needs me more now than he ever did before, because one of the most difficult things in the world to do, Sharky, and I know you will attest to it, is to become a man. And if you have disabilities and you struggle to become a man, it's tough enough if you don't have any disabilities. But if you have disabilities and trying to become a man, it's very difficult. So I will have more opportunity. You know, charity starts at home and then it's spread abroad. So, you know, I don't see it.
Our home is your home.
Yes, sir.
Our home here in Racine is your home. You belong there, too.
Sharky, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be coming back and forth to the studio. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon. 855-752-4842. You know, it's not the end. It's the beginning.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You must be a special lady.
You'll be singing first, and I'll sing.
No, Harry, I'm singing second, man.
And a very exciting girl.
I'll bring that bass out, man.
Hey, man, I'll bring it out a little bit more.
You gotta be a special lady.
Let's get down on some harmony, come on.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world.
Change my gray skies to blue, and it was strange when you called my name. Ever since that day, I haven't been the same. Ooh, before I met you, my sun didn't want to shine, but all of a sudden you slipped up from behind.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I just wanted to play that for my wife, Allie, of 43 years, as we head towards our 44th anniversary. You know, very special lady who changed my life. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mary, how you doing, Mary? Thank you very much for calling.
Good morning, Earl. It sounds like your accolades have started well before Monday, as they should. I'm not going to be available to call in Monday. I'll be listening. But it's been a pleasure to know you as a neighbor and the guiding force that you've been in my life. And then regarding guiding force, which I'll name as the universe, some people call it God, it's definitely been there for you. And lastly, in my life experience, and I've got 9 years on you, I always look for the positives in any change, and I think that the best is yet to come for you. I wish you well.
Thank you very much. I'm not going anywhere. Okay. Thank you very much, Mary. Love you. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
I say good morning, Earl. Looking forward to the new chapter, listening to the podcast and whatnot. I just want to let you know the small world part of things. My brother, same age as you, worked at A.O. Smith. It's almost the same exact time period, almost 30-some years. Buildings 1 and 65 is where he worked, John. John in buildings 1 and 65. I'll text you more information on him. But he seemed to... I think that he ran across you a few times and you might have met.
So yeah, anyway, I was a troublemaker, man. When there was injustice, I was there fighting. I wish I had more time, Jim. We can do it on Monday. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Rocky. Good morning to you, Rocky. You say what?
Good morning, Earl.
Yes, sir.
I feel like I'm in the kitchen when I hear you talk. Mike Stubblefield, the funky drummer from Madison, his song is Parties in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not. One of his songs, I should say. He's, you know, he's in the Hall of Blues, I believe, or if he isn't, he will be. Anyway, he's deceased, but he makes me think of you too, Earl. You're wonderful.
Hey, man, thank you. I'm just an average guy, man. That's all I am. I'm nobody special.
You're a bright light, man. You're a bright light. You're going to go coast to coast is what's next for you.
Well, listen, man.
More than you are now, you're going to be heard wider and wider.
Well, I don't want to go anywhere, man. I just want to be your neighbor. Thank you very much for the call. CJ, what's happening, man?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. CJ, what's happening?
Hey, Earl. Good morning to you. I appreciate your story, and I appreciate your show. As you know, I don't agree with you quite often, but occasionally you'll take my call and let me get a couple of sentences out. But really, I like listening to your show. I guess the direction that you want to take the country or the people, we probably want to get to the same place, but a different direction or a different route. And, yeah, I just wanted to let you know.
Well, thank you, man. It's been a pleasure. But you and I aren't done as well. Talk to you soon. Hey, Cassandra, what's happening?
Hi, Earl. I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed your show. It was just something I looked forward to on my days off or between grading and everything. And so I just want you to know how much I've appreciated you and your wisdom and the knowledge that you've imparted over the years. I did learn a lot from you. So I just wish you success and peace and happiness wherever you might land.
You know, Cassandra,
that's all I
thank you very much. And I know that I'll always have success and peace as long as I understand the importance of serving, because I know that's the key. And all of us have the ability to serve. You don't need letters behind your name. You don't need to have the biggest bank account. You don't need to be the smartest person in the world. If you look around you, there are people who need to be supported. And that's the key to being happy. Thank you very much. Let's bring line one on quickly. We'll end it with line one. Who do we have? Just go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Well, today I'm not a chicken. Today I am actually calling and talking on the phone. Earl, when you and Gilbert Brown were on,
oh, yeah?
I laughed so hard, and that was the beginning of me talking to you.
Yeah.
And like everybody who's listening today, whatever you do, I know your path is being led in the right direction, as always.
Hey, Sandra, thank you very much. Thank everybody who made the show go, as always. For Al, it's not a morning now. It's a new beginning. And so Monday, we'll really get down into it. But thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legal issues continue surrounding the man deported to El Salvador. Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Dow is down more than 500 points in its first hour of trading as President Trump's long simmering feud with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has escalated. President on social media said this morning Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. It's one day after Powell said that tariffs will have an adverse impact on the economy.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
President Trump says the Fed should be cutting interest rates. The European Central Bank made that move today. The president today meets with Italy's prime minister to talk trade. The Trump administration's vowing to keep Kilmar Abrego Garcia out of the U.S. He is the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. The White House now offering evidence it says shows Abrego Garcia was a gang member. And Eli Lilly says its investigative weight loss pill saw users in trials shed up to 16 pounds. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.